To inspire the next generation of scientists, a group of small manufacturers is encouraging kids to make robots. And not just any kind of robots. These are robot gladiators. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
For a lot of kids in high school, robots are pretty cool. And of course, gladiators are pretty cool too. So what could possibly be cooler than robot gladiators?
Okay, let's get ready for fight number two. And three, two, one, let it rip.
It's a Saturday morning, and 100 high school students from around the country have met in an airplane hangar in Indianapolis for a robot battle. These competitions are held from time to time in different cities. Each school team brings robots that they've built. They don't look like mechanical people, more like remote control cars, but with spinning metal blades and other weapons attached to them. They weigh about 15 pounds. The robots fight inside an 8-foot-high bulletproof glass cage. The students drive using controls from outside. Local business owner Steve Overton is announcing the match. The bulletproof glass is actually a good idea, since these little robots really tear each other up and send chunks of metal flying in all directions. One robot, named Armageddon, smashes its opponent, it's named Steel Raptor, with a spinning hammer-type weapon, and it goes flying 6 feet in the air.
Steel Raptor is completely banged up.
Steel Raptor is finally looking completely dead, and the match is over.
Once you got him,
yeah, baby, yes.
Awesome. Hey, you guys, so you did some damage in that one there, it looked like.
A little more than I expected.
Our team name, Slinger Bots Club, from Slinger, Wisconsin.
Now, plenty of Americans have unusual hobbies, but there's a greater goal in the background here. The organizers are trying to get young people interested in high-tech manufacturing.
Manufacturing's not a smokestack industry anymore. What we do is cool.
Grady Cope is the chairman of the National Tooling and Machining Association, which sponsors this robot fight league. He owns his own manufacturing company outside of Denver.
We don't have any incoming young people into our businesses, and our businesses are all ready to grow right now. And one of the things we've really wanted to do was find a way to attract kids back to the engineering and manufacturing environment.
To get help building the robots, high school and some college students match up with local manufacturers. And so they get to see inside of a modern manufacturing shop. Many have big computer-controlled robotic machines that make parts for all kinds of stuff. Jet engines, racing bicycles, medical tools for surgery. And these businesses need workers who are good with their hands and who are also good with math and can program and operate these kind of machines.
I'm Anna. I'm from Lincoln Sudbury, and I'm 15.
Anna Zolnikoff is the driver of one of her team's robots, and she probably had the most dramatic hit of the day, knocking out an opponent in about 3 seconds. Right now, she's working on another robot in the pit crew area.
I'm fixing my robot, which was one of its teeth was knocked off in a fight. So I'm putting them all back together.
And overall, the effort here seems to be working. At the next table over, Dakota Cleaver is a high school senior from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. He says he's going to be going to college next year to study high-tech engineering.
When I came into high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do, but getting to do this definitely got me interested in the engineering aspect of things.
But first, he has to get his robot, named Excessive Force, ready for its next battle. It has a big steel and bronze lobster-like claw hanging off of one side of it. Chris Arnold, NPR News.